Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app. Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for, what is it, Thursday, August 25th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, and Jason. New guy.
Jason!
Jeez.
Also known as Alex. It's Alex. Every time Alex opens his mouth, fucking gold comes tumbling out.
Let's not ruin it, though. I want to leave. I realize that we, jump on things and squeeze the life out of them. Mm-hmm. That's our way. But I don't want to ruin it by making him self-conscious. Or, more importantly, I don't want you to second guess the things you're going to say.
Yeah,
if you start going like,
"Be you, man.
Oh,
keep being you."
I don't know if this next thing I'm going to say is gold. I better not say it. Like, don't worry. Just be you.
Yep.
Just do you. You're never going to always have gold. Trust me. Listen to our show sometimes. They all can't be gold.
Sometimes it's poop.
Right.
No thoughts on that, Jason?
No thoughts on that, yeah.
Great.
Alex might, but yeah, Jason doesn't. So.
Okay. Good news. Yep.
All right, Vinny.
What?
You said, do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, okay. So listen, if you listen to this and you know my family or my daughter, that's great. No problem. I probably know you and I probably like or love you and that's all good. But don't bring this up to anybody in my family, okay? Thank you.
Oh, all right.
So, my daughter had to go after school yesterday. She had to go to her doctor appointment and
yes.
She gets her medicine and it's like an infusion. So they do it IV.
So they hook her up.
Yeah, it takes like, right. it's a 4-hour thing between the drive there. It's getting a shot or an IV sucks mm-hmm. for a little girl. It sucks. And I hate it. But anyway, that's what's keeping her healthy and we need it. So it's important.
It's working.
Right. So anyway, they go to this appointment. They're gone all afternoon after the first day of school, and I'm home alone with Edie. And we're hanging out, and we're cuddling and watching cartoons, Bluey, and then Dino Ranch, and a few others. Okay. So, and I'm starting to sweat, too, by the way, because I'm looking at the clock going, it's 7 o'clock, and I'm still downstairs running around.
This kid is
like, I'm hungry again. I'm like, you had 3 bowls of macaroni. What do you mean? Grapes. I'd like grapes. All right, let me get you some grapes.
Well, she had a long day at school.
Yeah, I guess. Right. All right, so now the missus and my oldest daughter walk in, and my oldest daughter, for the record, is not even 9 yet.
Yeah.
Turns in a couple months. And she comes in, and I see her, and I'm always sort of like, little...
You love her. She's
a little,
baby.
Yeah,
hey,
a little sad. I know she just had to go be brave and get a shot and deal with the medicine that's you know, it's no, it's not fun.
It's not a party.
It's not what you want your 8-9-year-old to be going through.
Right.
Okay. So she comes in and I'm like, oh, honey, come here. I'm thank you. And I'm hugging her and I feel a motherfucking bra on this chick. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I don't say anything, but my hands like leap from her back. Like, oh, God.
Oh, God. It's going to be so hard for you.
And I'm completely.
Did she wear it to school?
Hold on.
Okay.
I am completely speechless. And that doesn't, I mean, if you've listened to this show, I never shut the fuck up. So I'm sitting, I mean, even when I'm trying, I can't. And I'm speechless. And I just turn and I love you. Good night. And I give her a kiss and I walk up the stairs and I go to my room because I can't even deal. So I get in the car this morning to leave for work.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got Five on it starts playing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, nice. Jesus Christ, what has happened to my life? I got an 8-year-old wearing bras. I got Five on it playing in my car when I get into tape. What is this? So from the driveway, while I'm listening to the dance party, I text into the house. Was our kid wearing a bra last night? And then I got to go.
Everyone's asleep. She's not getting that.
Yeah, she's not going to get it till morning. But I'm having this. This has been on my mind.
Right.
I'm
obviously.
So she writes me back later. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, there it is. Did Isla wear a bra yesterday is my question. It's like a little sports bra because her shirt was baggy and she was going to be doing cartwheels with her girlfriends at school.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
I didn't want her shirt flying up.
Right.
No.
She doesn't have tits. Who cares?
She still has nipples and a little girl.
Well, I have nipples too.
At 8-9 years old, you keep your boobs covered.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get
20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
And your lack thereof.
Did you?
You know, when I was 8 years old, and I remember it very clearly, you know, my mom was always a naked lady. Like, there was just, that was the way
it
was.
I love
it.
It's one of my favorite stories.
And we would go to the beach, and she would just throw us in whatever we were. And look, these were the old days. We got thrown in the back of a station wagon. Some sandwiches were hurled in after us, and whatever, towels and crap. And we'd just go to the beach. It was easy. My mom would lay out and get a tan, and we'd all frolic around. And I was at the beach, and some friends, either they were either friends or other girls I'd met on the beach or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm just mm-hmm. wearing a bikini bottom. Mm-hmm. And I'm Isla's age. I'm eight, maybe 9 years old. Okay. And I'm just, and I completely unselfconscious. Like, I'm always, this is like, I'm totally dressed. I have pants on. And one of the girls was like, "Why don't you have a top on? Aren't you like 8 years old?" And I'm all, "I don't know the answer to that, you know?" And it made me feel, and all of a sudden I went from being kind of a free-spirited eight-year-old.
To, wow, I gotta keep an eye on myself here, yeah.
Do I need to cover these up? So I go back, and my mom's like, "You know, I don't think she had a shirt for me." And we were just at the beach, and so she... I think I asked to go home or something. I can't remember exactly what happened afterwards, but I distinctly remember being asked, you know, "Why don't you have a shirt
why
on, 8 year old?
Are your tits hanging out?"
Right. I mean, I didn't have any.
I know that you didn't. Know. That's what I'm talking about.
You're like, you might as well just be a little boy.
Right.
But I just, I think that your wife is doing the right thing. Like, a sports bra, sure. Right.
Well,
and,
I've told
and Isla
you, look,
loves bras.
This isn't a, yeah, this isn't a shock if you haven't heard me mention it before. This daughter of mine steals her mom's bras. I often will be the one that goes and pulls that goddamn nest apart that she calls a bed, and it's because she's keeps everything that she wants or likes in one spot, her bed.
Yeah.
And so once you start changing the sheets, you realize, oh, there's four bras
there's
under her
laundry
pillow
in here, right?
And what is this thing? This is not
that's
a thing.
Pregnancy belly.
Whatever, there's a lot of stuff in that bed, and often it's multiple bras that are hiding from her mom's.
I hope she gets some boobs when she's old enough.
I guess that is a big, probably, rite of passage. I understand it, and I'm joking. I'm mostly joking, tongue in cheek here. That you know, but I did feel, while I have seen her steal bras, while I know that she will more than likely be trying all those bras on. You don't steal them and then just let them sit there. So
right.
I'm sure the door slams and there's a bra show happening behind that door. Hopefully with the window shut, goddammit.
She's got a beanie baby in each cup.
I'm sure. I'm sure that all girls go through that rite of passage, which is...
When will I look like mom?
This is right. This is what a woman looks like. I'm going to be one someday, and I wonder what that'll be like. So I get all that.
Don't rush it, kids.
But that just was the first time that here I am, just hugging her goodnight, and I'm like...
Is she a third grader?
Yesterday was her first day of third grade.
Third grade is a big one. It's a weird time, and I think it was shortly after I, you know, was an eight-year-old naked on the beach that I was... I remember... In third grade, thinking, I'm too old for that kind of behavior. Not the boob thing, but just like hanging with my brother and sister and other kids in our neighborhood. Excuse me, COVID. And thinking,
that's not funny.
I can't do this or that any. Like I'm in third grade now.
Right.
Like I'm too old for this.
Right.
Like it's a very.
It's unfortunate.
Prepubescent, but she's getting there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, though, because I've seen some kids who are somehow able to hold on to their childhood a little longer than others. I know I threw my childhood in the garbage as soon as I fucking could. Mm-hmm. I was busy looking at the guys at the skate park and going, well, let me take notes. tattoos. I'm going to need to get some of those. And then I need to use cuss words a lot.
And I need to smoke.
And I gotta smoke cigarettes and drink beer and fuck broads. I got to put that on the list, too, because that's what they're talking about.
This is on your hand, huh?
Well, I'm, you know, so here I am.
Clench that fish. You don't want mom seeing that.
Right. So these are the guys that I'm looking up to and I'm learning from, and I absolutely did that. But there have been kids along the way, just in raising my own kids. The McCutcheons, look, don't talk to her either. Never mind. It's not the McCutcheons. It's some lady we know who has a couple kids, and one, the oldest kid, just didn't have that same kind of
need to grow older.
Well, what is that self-conscious feeling as you're
it's
talking
just
about?
It's self-conscious,
right? Like that's suddenly you're worried about.
How you look, how you appear to other people, pleasing other people,
right.
Wearing the right thing, being thin
being
enough.
Cool, being grown up, being she didn't have that. And it was the most refreshing thing I've ever seen in my entire life that she could, even at 12, 13, be someone that could just play with dolls with the kids and didn't trip on it and didn't feel like,
oh, I'm playing with little kids.
Nobody tell anybody that I'm doing this, otherwise I'll be ruined. She just didn't have any of that self-conscious bullshit.
Really nice.
And it was a beautiful thing to behold. And she's this fictitious character that I speak of now is about to turn 16. She's older now. She's getting there now, but she didn't for a long time. And I hope more of our kids can hold on to that.
You know, unfortunately, I think there's less possibility of that, and a lot of it is social media and the fact that everybody's mean to everybody else all the time and people's feelings, and they are exposed so much more. You can be a 9-year-old, get a hold of somebody's phone and be watching porn. You just it's just out there, you know. It is the saddest thing, because when you become an adult, you realize most of your life is you're an adult.
You're there,
right there, you are. You know, you just continue on with the adulthood, and then things start going really bad. Like, not only are you an adult, but shit's falling apart. Like, your knee hurts you, and your boy.
Well, that's a little farther down the road, but yes.
Sure, but
it
still,
all comes,
it's all,
right.
You know, you're young for such a tiny fraction of your life, and really young for just, but it's all you know. The whole youth is wasted on the young thing. It's just, it's super,
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years. years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
It's lovely, though, that she has... I like what you say about Isla. I like some of the stuff where she, you know, wants the pregnancy belly. Like, she's quirky. Like, I like that. Not, and it is a girl thing, but it's not a every girl thing. And that's right. Just, you know, kind of who she is.
It's who she is.
I love hearing her grow up through the stories that you tell.
It isn't something she got from her mom, that's for sure.
Like, your mom's not parading around. Her mom's
Her mom is a businesswoman. She wasn't first thinking about having kids, or she's someone we met. She wore, you know, heels and went to work every day in a button down,
right.
And was a businesswoman. And she works from home now, but that's who she was. Where this young lady got this girly stuff, it's not really her mom. Her mom's a tomboy, if anything.
You know, that's the thing about people. Mm-hmm. We all have our own things. Mm-hmm. And I think the mistake a lot of people make when they are having kids, they think, I want to have a kid who's into baseball. I want to have a kid who's a musician. I want to have a kid who's artistic or sings or, you know, whatever your dream kid is, throw that out, because they are going to be their own person. And yeah, they'll get certain things from you. And they won't get other things.
Right.
From either of you. They're their own thing.
No, and I'm excited to water that and help that grow, whatever it ends up being that she's into. I think it's cool. I want her to be herself. And I don't want her to be...
She obviously is.
I'm not walking around going, you're going into radio.
Yeah, but I feel like... I feel like you got a few years coming up here that are going to be... It's going to be a lot of something weird from Vinny.
Yeah, probably
on the secret show. I think it's great. I love it.
Anyway, that was a cold splash of water. That was one of those moments where I went, okay,
my little girl's growing up.
It's, but she's not. That's the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, maybe this will inspire someone to listen to how, you know, we're such good talkers of things and advice givers on stuff. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying now. I can't believe we're such a good people.
Nowadays we're such,
oh, it's amazing. Nice, good way to chime in there, Jason. J-Ho. Oh man, you're putting that up as a Sarah and Vinny clip today.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Yeah, it's got to. It just was so weird. Anyway, thanks for listening. Send along your...
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I had a bad advice. It's a wedding invite thing, which is, I would be furious if this happened.
But we're going to do it tomorrow.
We are going to do it tomorrow.
There's your hook.
It's a little wedding thing.
Meet us back here tomorrow at the same time.
Yeah. It's a story, really. It's not a bad advice. It's just a story. But it's good. It's a really good one. I laughed a couple times while I was...
You know what I just saw? It was one of those... It was just neat. It's a, you know, parents... especially if grown kids, which you are. Have two grown kids now. This woman was in... I follow Good News, or it's called Some Good News, something like that on Instagram. It was a lady who was in the dress store, a wedding dress store, and she just put on this wedding dress that she was trying on for her wedding, and she comes out of the dressing room, and she sees... her mom, who lives in another state, who'd come in specifically to see this and surprised her by being in the
bridal shop.
The bridal shop in a chair, unbeknownst to the daughter. So the daughter tries on the wedding dress behind the screen, opens the screen, and there's the mom. And she gets this, like, like sad but thrilled face and the quivery lip. And mom gets up and gives her this big hug, and she's just like, oh, you can still do it. And I'm a grown woman. And here I am just bawling. Like, I just thought, oh, that's so awesome. Parents still have that connection to you, even though you're grown and
doing your own life,
about to start your own thing. Yeah. And this woman, aww, grown woman's like, oh. Just neat. Mm. Oh, you're crying now.
A little.
Don't.
I'm just misty.
It's neat, though.
It is neat. All right, we're done. Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
Maybe Berkeley will cry when you pick him up from the airport.
I don't know, man. I cry when he sees his dad. They're really into their dad.
Well,
I'm just a lady who lives at the house.
I don't think that's true at all.
I hope it's not. All right, give me the magic words.
The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.